Maybe you've heard a term the military uses to describe climate change. They call it a threat multiplier. It can make existing stresses and challenges worse, sometimes a lot worse. Well, the idea goes way beyond military threats. Climate change can multiply the challenges for all kinds of vulnerable populations, and it's expected to hit people living with disabilities especially hard. Jason Strother got a preview of that future up close on a trip to Tacloban in the Philippines when he met with survivors of the 2013 typhoon Yolanda.
Basita De La Rosa and her family run a small furniture-making business outside their home in Tacloban. Their house, of concrete and corrugated steel, overlooks Anibang Bay. She says people in this part of the Philippines are used to typhoons, but no one was prepared for Yolanda's intensity.
Oo din nila kami, anamong balay na abutan tubig din ni anuran.
Our house was badly damaged. The roof blew off and rain was pouring in. My husband went up to the second floor to protect the kids, but I could only stay on the ground floor and sit in my wheelchair.
De La Rosa is 71 and hasn't been able to walk for nearly three decades because of a car accident. As Yolanda bore down on Tacloban, a storm surge sent the bay rushing into De La Rosa's house.
How high was the water?
With her hands, she shows me how the seawater rose all the way up to her waist. De La Rosa says she just kept praying that she'd survive until the water receded. It might seem obvious that people with a disability would have difficulty escaping a typhoon or a flood, but advocates say it's only going to get worse.
People with disabilities are disproportionately affected by pretty much every aspect of climate change, but relatively ignored in, first of all, literature and then also policy.
Alex Guinness works on climate change issues at the World Institute on Disability. Guinness says climate change puts people with a disability at greater risk, in part because many depend on caregivers, assistive devices, and access to medication, all of which can be disrupted during a weather-related disaster. And as storms become more destructive, more people will acquire a disability.
You're going to see direct injuries from natural disasters, say collapses of buildings.
That's what happened to Lita Estor during Typhoon Yolanda. Estor, who's 50, lives in a squatter village several yards from the Anibang Bay.
Get inside.
When I ask her how she was injured during the storm, she shows me by removing her prosthetic left leg. Estor says her foot was cut when the storm surge flooded her home. The wound became infected and her leg needed to be amputated below the knee. 4 years after the storm, she's still on a waiting list to be relocated to safer ground. In the Philippines, living with a disability is precarious enough as it is, says Clara Francisco. She heads the Tacloban Persons with Disabilities, or PWD, Federation. I spoke to her outside a busy government office building.
Most of us were not able to go to school. For most PWDs, we're not getting well with our lives.
But climate change magnifies this vulnerability almost a million times over. That's according to Perpy Chung Song at the Manila-based Oscar M. Lopez Center, which studies climate change. For example, she says there may be dozens of different sign languages across the country, and standard Philippine signing isn't always taught at schools for the deaf. And in some lower-income communities, the deaf might not have learned how to read. All of that compounded the difficulty in assisting people with a hearing impairment during Typhoon Yolanda.
Humanitarian workers had the difficulty of communicating to them, to inform them where were the safe places to go, where were the evacuation centers. Right now, there are no established signs in the community in terms of, you know, signs for typhoon or whether it's signal number 1 or 5, storm surge, these kinds of things.
Tiong Song adds there is an effort to create new sign language gestures for terms like these. It's one way to better alert the deaf and minimize potential harm. In Tacloban, everyone tells me that it's just a matter of time before the next big storm hits. Though since Yolanda, some improvements have been made to the city's evacuation system. Now when a storm approaches, megaphone announcements warn the blind, and flags are raised to alert the deaf. But PWD Federation leader Clara Francisco says she's still not convinced that the needs of her community are fully understood.
We are less important to them. That is all. That's simple as that. We are less important.
Francisco says that it was only after Typhoon Yolanda that persons with a disability were noticed at all. She hopes that it doesn't take another superstorm to remind authorities that they're still here. For The World, Jason Strother, Tacloban, The Philippines.